With the Georgia Museum of Art closed to in-person visitors, students in the School of Art's MFA exhibition saw their works moved online in an exhibition that closes this week. Kathy Bradbury has the story.
The coronavirus disrupted everything in the academic calendar. Schools shut down, graduations were postponed or canceled, and all the students went home. But for the students in the visual arts, a new digital frontier is being forged. For the Master of Fine Arts students at UGA's Lamar Dodd School of Art, this digital space is the only exhibition gallery open to the public right now.
So the Master of Fine Arts degree candidates exit show is something that we do every year at the museum. It's something that we look forward to a great deal. It's a very popular show. We don't do a ton of contemporary art at the museum because we try to cover a really wide range of things. And so this is a great opportunity for us to show things that are pretty cutting edge. So it's very sad not to have it.
Hillary Brown is the director of communications for the Georgia Museum of Art and helped the MFA students with this unorthodox situation by moving the exhibition online.
We were already trying to think about how to put exhibitions online. And then we were like, well, if we can get images of their work, we feel like we can make this work online. It's not the same as seeing things in person. It never is, but it was something that we could do.
While not ideal, this type of exhibition is something many museums have adopted to provide avenues for museum goers stuck at home to enjoy the visual arts and for artists to have their works displayed. And Hillary says there are some benefits to this new online trend.
They don't have limited space. So if they have photographs of a giant installation that we would never have space for, they can do that in this format. It works really well for video. It allows for links. It allows for really long artist statements. The art school usually produces a catalog for this show. Their art history students, both doctoral and master's level, write essays about each of the students. So they still did that, and we were able to put those alongside the work on the online exhibition so that you can read that and see a more in-depth analysis of each artist's work at the same time that you're looking at the work. I mean, it's up forever. It's accessible to a much wider range of people who couldn't necessarily come see it in person. Again, it's never going to be the same as actually walking around in it, but we felt like it was a decent substitute.
However, the transition for students has not been an easy one. Christina Echezarreta is one of the featured MFA students in this online exhibition and was helping to organize the layout of the MFA show before everything essentially shut down.
A big part of completing a Master's of Fine Arts is that final exhibition show. It really feels like a rite of passage. You know, it's a big finale when we get to get dressed up and people finally get to view the work in person. So to not have that big reveal, it doesn't feel like the correct rite of passage when graduating. But yeah, I think we're just still mourning it. I think that particular day of the opening, I think we were all quite bummed.
Christina's art has a playful, interactive aesthetic. The majority of her MFA pieces are prints, but the exhibition does include her much larger-than-life complete set of double-six dominoes. The viewer and the artist do miss out on the opportunity for in-person interaction, but the website offers a jumping-off point for other social platforms.
I want people to lay with my work. I want them to be in contact with it. So in a way, I feel like it's not totally done yet. It still has the potential to reach its final form. And I also think that a lot of people have seen the work. I think that a lot of the people that originally intended to go saw the work either way. And I've definitely had several like followers on Instagram. And I'm like, wow, these are other Athenians.
This show is the culmination of 3 years of study for these MFA students, and the online exhibition is something Christina and her cohort are extremely proud of, and that, too, is something graduates all over the country can share together.
I'm very proud of my cohort, and I'm very thankful to have worked along with them. I cannot wait for this pandemic to be over and for us to continue to exhibit. As artists, we have to reconsider, how do we make artwork for our community and how do we make artwork for ourselves beyond the white walls?
For Athens News Matters, I'm Kathy Bradbury.
And the Georgia Museum of Art is a financial supporter of WUGA.